Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
It's Around the House.
Again, that attention to detail, right? We say luxury's in the details. So we want everything we do to be thorough and think ahead to those scenarios, right? Yeah. So that extra level of detail, the collaboration between, you know, again, the design community, the trade, our customer base, our team, our internal engineers. So the collaboration that went behind this, I mean, the number of people that touched this is just, I mean, just such a great celebration of what Baldwin is.
But that's what comes together to make such a winning line. And I also think not only is it the customer base, the designers, but then that end user, like some of the details as we walked through this week is sit there and hold it in your hand. Not only are you feeling the difference in the weight, but you're feeling how comfortable this is going to be.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House Show. This is where we talk everything about your home every single week. Thanks for joining us today. I feel like I'm back home right now because we're at the Design and Construction Week. This is where we have all of who's who in the entire world is here for one big trade show. And that's the fun part of this. And it's back this year. It's been jam-packed. I'm over here with my friends at Baldwin Hardware. This is home for me. I love it. Thanks, guys.
We're back. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Let's do some introductions so people can put a voice to a name.
Hi, I'm Samantha Deacon, and I am the brand manager for Baldwin.
Aaron Brick, director of sales for Baldwin Hardware.
All right, buddy. So let's talk about it. You know, I'm sure everybody walks in the booth, they're seeing all this cool new stuff, and they're like, all right, what's new? Because Baldwin's got such a legacy of this luxury brand of cool hardware. You guys always bring new stuff, which is always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very excited to, you know, once again, this is the stage, right? Like you said, the world's here and we like to, you know, put our best foot forward. So, you know, several new things, you know, from finishes to styles to, you know, kind of service offerings. So like our quick ship program, you know, you can get, you know, a wide variety of styles, finishes, functions within a week lead time. So just, you know, that mix of having luxury, but also convenience.
Kind of rare because it seems like the more luxury, the longer the lead time. And these days, with all the problems we've had in shipping, to have something, quick ship, really? It's rare, and I love that you guys do that because as a designer, that makes my life a lot easier. And when something goes wrong, like maybe I didn't count enough hardware or something like that, I don't look bad because guess what? I can get it here before anybody else knows that I made a mistake.
You no longer have to wait for quality and beauty is the snazzy little phrase we like to use.
There we go.
Get the best of both worlds, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So yeah, excited about QuickShip and the strides we've made there. Debuting our brand new cabinet hardware collection, which is also part of QuickShip. Kind of broadening the different categories that are in the QuickShip program, and just style, finish, consistency, you know, price point. You know, again, just a great combination of this new offering.
I would definitely say, obviously, Baldwin has been in cabinet hardware before, but when we relaunched in October, we wanted to ensure that the offering we were bringing to the table, not only did it have diversity, but it matched the quality and style that everyone knows from our door hardware. And I think we have a line that truly does live up to the expectation that Baldwin has brought forth.
As a designer of cabinets for 30 years, I 100% agree, because you can sit there, I can go down and look and go, okay, I know what style that is. That looks very Hollywood Hills, which to me is awesome because I can turn around and go, okay, I've got these doorknobs, and then now I'm tying that in from the doorknob to the hardware, and it just kind of ties it all in together design-wise.
And what's great is the fact that now we want to see that congruent relationship between the door hardware and the cabinet hardware, because sometimes you get those two colors of brass that don't 100% match, then it looks a little odd and uncomfortable within your design space. So now you know that when you enter your space, both of those are going to look perfect together.
My worst fear is design is
putting two different companies together, and it got close. Because then it looks like I tried to get it close, and I missed. I want it to be way different, if not, because otherwise it's like, ooh, almost. I don't like almost.
Yeah, 90% doesn't really work there, no. Right? You really want that. You want 100%, so it really ties the whole suite of that style and finish together.
Yeah, and mixed metals on some of this stuff. I got to talk about this because that's been hot for a year or two, and you guys just came out and blew the socks off on this stuff as well.
Yes, super, super excited here. 10 different combinations across our LO29 and LO30 levers, you know, mm-hmm. very cutting edge, contemporary, and, you know, contemporary or transitional design, depending on the finish. And it just really adds a whole nother layer of customization that, you know, someone can take, you know, whether it's the trade or, you know, a consumer through their project.
Yeah. And what I like about that, too, is that you can really, I mean, you have this legacy of luxury hardware out there. But, you know, in the past, it's been a little more traditional just because mm-hmm. that's what it was.
For sure.
And now you guys have just blown it out the top with some of your contemporary offerings as well, which I really enjoy because that's kind of the way I personally lean mm-hmm. on my own projects. But, man, beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
We got to give a lot of credit to our product marketing team because realistically, they've knocked it out of the park. And you could see anywhere from the door hardware all the way to the cabinet hardware, you have every single style covered. And we now have really a collection that will appease 95% of designers out there. And in all honesty, if the last five, everything that's coming down the pipeline, we're going to catch them very shortly here.
Nice. And I've used this and it was very quick ship, you guys, for my TV set. You'll see it on the back of my TV set when the TV show comes out. But here's the thing. They are serious hardware. It's what you'd expect. You know, you see the lesser brands out there and you grab them and go, wow, that's kind of light. No, this stuff is brass. It is metal. You can feel the quality in it.
Feel the difference is something we like to say.
Yeah.
You know, with this line, we stayed true to the legacy of Baldwin, solid brass, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's solid forged or solid machine brass, that's something that's in our DNA, and that's not something that we're going to walk away from.
Of course not. Of course not. And it just, to me, there's nothing like that feel of quality, right? It just, you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the other thing that I love about this cabinet hardware offering is, you know, it's a great creative process that's taken a few years where I think, you know, when we were, you know, a couple years ago in the design council, you know, we had great dialogue and feedback and, you know, you had feedback. Carol's over here. She was there.
She was there.
listening to those people around us that are part of that creative process, taking the samples out, showing our customers, taking their feedback. So really trying to get back to listening to the customer and bringing out the products that they all want, right? And, you know, so this was a huge, massive launch for us that launched in November.
Yeah.
But the other important thing is this isn't something we're going to launch and never touch again, right?
Oh,
We're now committed. This is something that we want to continue to add to on a yearly basis.
Yeah, this is just as important as a doorknob to you guys. This is another line and going out. And I have to talk about the design council back then. You guys were one of the most brave companies taking a handful of like 20 designers and architects sitting us all down and going, tell us what you think. And then having to take the rocks thrown from everybody because everybody has a different opinion and everybody is right.
I think our hands were cramping by the end, all the notes we were taking, right?
Oh, man.
So it's a lot to sift through, right?
I was sitting there, so I got it, but it was pretty amazing. I was like, man, you guys, I like it with the feedback that you were asking for. And you guys push us as well. Because when we were sitting up there at Greystone Mansion, and you guys gave us pads and said, draw something out for us, and we're like, oh, wow, we're like actually going to be
giving homework,
input.
Right?
This is homework.
Yep.
This isn't some little smile meet and greet. We are actually helping out, and it's fun to see some of those thoughts from that back there evolve into the stuff that's out now.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's cool to see that.
The creative process, right? It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was very cool. Very cool.
You start to see similarities between some of the designers and some of the elements that they were wanting to bring into those. And that's when you start to see some of the ideas that came to life here because you see where the importance is landing for several different designers. And obviously it's going to be in different sections, but it comes together to really create a line that we're all really proud of. So
yeah, it's beautiful.
For sure.
And you know, what I like too is some of the mass of the pieces, you know, they're scaled correctly. you know, you could have this great design, but in a cabinet handle or even an appliance pull on some of this stuff, it's big enough that you can use it not only for that big drawer, but you can put it up on the dishwasher if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. The last thing we want someone to feel like when they grab it is, oh, my gosh, is this going to come off? Am I going to break it?
Yeah.
You know, it needs to feel solid. It needs to have the right size screws, you know, so the larger screw size for our appliance pulls. And, you know, to your point, just, hey, taking that scale, and if it's inspiration from the doorknob or from a lever or some other, you know, piece from the lock side of the business, that it makes sense. It translates. It keeps that, you know, that style, the integrity of the style, but makes it work in this application as well.
So let me talk real quick about when I was installing this. I want to give you two little things that I was so happy with. Because it's a TV set. I'm putting it in there. My door thickness was weird because we were trying to deal with it. It wasn't your traditional cabinet door. But the details you guys have from the little washer with the screw and that, and the threads go in so deep that I'm not going out going, oh, man, I only had like a quarter inch of threads or less to be able to grab.
Hold on for dear life, right?
Yeah, and so I don't have to have eight boxes of separate mm-hmm. screws because, oh, I've only got a 16th of an inch of adjustment here. You guys machine it way deep into there to make it so much easier to work with. So installing it was so much easier because I knew, I'm like, oh, man, before I even opened the box up, I'm like, I'm going to probably have to go back down to the store and figure out what I'm going to have to get for screws because this is a non-traditional mm-hmm. use, and it still worked.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, it's, again, that attention to detail, right? We say luxury's in the details. So mm-hmm. we want everything we do to be thorough and think ahead to those scenarios, right?
Yeah.
So that extra level of detail, the collaboration between, you know, again, the design community, the trade, our customer base, our team, our internal engineers. So the collaboration that went behind this, I mean, the number of people that touched this is just, I mean, just such a great celebration of what Baldwin is.
But that's what comes together to make such a winning line. And I also think not only is it the customer base, the designers, but then that end user, like some of the details as we walked through this week is sit there and hold it in your hand. Not only are you feeling the difference in the weight, but you're feeling how comfortable this is going to be. If this is a heavy drawer and heavy item that you're needing to pull, there is no uncomfortableness. Even if you look at the contemporary that have those really clean linear lines, that back end is so smooth and comfortable that you know it's going to be easy.
And what the cool part with that too is it's easier to clean because I mean a kitchen is not like this perfect environment. Well, it is for the first day, but until you get in there and maybe you got like waffle batter or pancake batters, you know, you get stuff on stuff if you're cooking. That attention to detail makes it easier to keep it clean.
Absolutely.
Because some of these other companies, you'll grab that hardware and it's rough on the back and you're like, I'm never going to get that clean unless I take it off again.
Bacon grease isn't coming off that, right?
It's there. And that's cool. And then I saw this really cool new finish over there.
Oh, yeah.
That I was like, holy smokes. This is, I can't even put words to it. It's very contemporary, gothic, and cool all at the same time.
For sure. Graphite nickel. Long time coming. Very excited. And again, it's we had an antique nickel finish, right? And a lot of manufacturers have had that over the years. And, you know, tended more towards traditional, and we saw this as an opportunity to, you know, bring it forward and like you said, more into a contemporary feel and has that transitional appeal as well. So honestly, we think it looks good across the line, but super sharp in those transitional and contemporary styles.
You have a very traditional handle set over there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you all of a sudden with a finish made it contemporary.
Yeah, crazy, right? How those little details can change it so much.
Yeah, because I went over, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is cool.
What's even crazier about this finish is one of our designers that we work with regularly called it almost a fusion of various mm-hmm. finishes, because depending on what you put it against, you get these cool tones from it, but you also get these warm, deep tones as well. So depending on what you're styling it with, we have a couple of boards that are of the lighter color that bring some blues in and it looks so calming, but then you put it over towards something that's a little bit darker. If you're putting it with darker wood tones, it's going to pull out a little bit more of that warm, beautiful brown in it.
You can put it in something very traditional and then something very rock and roll.
Yeah.
And it goes well either way.
Yeah, it's like chameleon style, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It kind of changes the tone of the style. Yeah, and I think the other thing we were super excited for was, hey, not only having the new style from it, but also it's our newest PVD finish. So,
oh my gosh.
Guaranteed for life, right?
Yeah.
Lifetime finish warranty, and you know, holds up with just like the other four PVD finishes that we have do.
Yeah, and that's, I cannot imagine how hard this finish was to put together. You guys had to spend some time on that because it's one thing to come up with a finish, but to have it where you can like produce it year after year and have a match on a finish like that, that couldn't have been easy.
And you forgot to brag about one of the best parts is the fact that it is part of Quickship program as well. So.
Oh, man. There you go.
I left it out. That's right. So, what, February 14th.
Exactly.
Valentine's 14th. Day. What a great Valentine's Day gift.
No kidding.
Fall in love with graphite nickel.
Yeah, that is cool. And, I mean, like I said, that's very stunning. And I'm impressed with that one. You showed me that. I was like, oh.
Yes, that super is excited. Cool. And again, shout out, like you said, tough process to get through. Shout out again to our engineering team, our production team, our finishing specialists, our quality engineer. Mm-hmm. We've got a very, very strict to detail, not going to compromise quality engineer. Shout out to BB on, you know, making sure that this thing is consistent every single time.
Yeah, and that's the hard part of it, all this stuff. It's great when you can sit there and go, okay, we got it. Okay, how do we make it so it's the same for year
exactly.
after year after year?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great.
Exactly.
And then you guys, too. I mean, let's talk style for just a second because, you know, styles have been changing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, the mixed metals is mm-hmm. hot. What are you guys seeing out there right now as far as trends? Is there anything that you're saying that, hey, this is the way, the direction that you think is going?
It's a good question. I would say that you are seeing a lot more of what we're calling, I guess it's stereotypical transitional, but you're seeing that blend of that old school really brought together with those modern elements, which obviously speaks to Baldwin very well, because as you said, we've got that classic 75-year legacy, but we are really bringing forward some of those modern details. So you'll see that play in some of the ways that we are bringing forth some of these finishes.
Yeah, and I think that I love this mixed metal thing, because it's something that I've been doing for a couple of years mm-hmm. as a designer, but I love that it's something that you can order and just get it. You know what I mean? Instead of having to try to patch something together as a designer, you've got that. And it's just a stunning look. Design-wise, if you're out there listening and you're going to be doing something like that, it really gives you options because you can have two different colors. And in a kitchen, for instance, you can grab one of those two colors and make that the faucet. And then you can go on and have it over here. And you can even do that within that, you know, maybe you have a faucet on the island and you can have those match.
Yeah,
you know,
switch it around.
Switch it around a little bit.
Mix the order of it. You know, you can get creative with, you know, hey, if you've already got two finishes on the lever, do a different rose, right? Do a different color for the rose, right?
Yeah.
So it really gives you a lot more ability to express, you know, your own, specific personal style.
And one of the things we've been playing with as well, and we've seen our designers start to play with, is we have these really unique cabinet back plates as well that gives you a mixed metal moment. So if you're looking to bring that into all of the different areas of your cabinetry, there's a very easy way for you to play with those two different mm-hmm. metals in a beautiful setting.
And I'm a massive fan of those back plates because, one, it looks cool. And especially when you get into, like, handles, for instance, mm-hmm. it really protects the cabinetry as well as a cabinet guy. Because what happens is you got a ring or anything else and you're going to grab something, it actually gives you that protection. Because if you've got beautiful white cabinets, at year five, you see all those little scratches back there. Mm-hmm. And it's so much better to have a piece of metal back there, and it just looks cool.
Also, one of the things that we keep noticing and keep pointing out is the fact that if you decide you want to change your center to center and you are wanting to not necessarily fill all those holes, all you need is a beautiful backplate and no one will ever know the difference.
That is a remodeler's dream right there. If you want to go in and go, man, I did my cabinets 5 years ago and I hate that hardware, but they're all handles and I can't find the right spread on it. Now you got a solution right there because it's just going to cover up those sins and off you go.
Huge challenge for us in the past, right? There's so many, you know, who knows if the cabinets were 5 years ago, 20, this part of the country, that part of the country. The number of different variations is so crazy. Hey, just hide it with this backplate. And now you're set.
And it looks better with it anyway. So
absolutely.
That's the cool part.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I love some of the tubular stuff you've got too in the cabinet hardware as well and the poles. That is really cool how you guys have done that because the machining is just so precise with that square that comes out. And then you go into that perfect cylindrical
For
tube
sure.
on that.
Yeah.
And the lines are crisp but not sharp. When you're using them, it looks like, wow, that's a really harsh edge. But you guys have just chamfered it enough to make it look that way but still easy to use. We're not, you know, getting stuff caught up on it.
Yeah, I think the word refined is one that
we
use a lot.
A good
where
one
it's
there.
Where to your point, it's got that sharp angle, but you're not gonna feel it, right?
Yeah.
It's just tight enough, and it kind of is that same idea of, hey, you've got mixed metal, you've got mixed finishes. with some of these styles, you have mixed shapes too. So, yeah. Like you said, it comes out square, but then goes round. So it's this nice contrast that, once again, gives people so many options to personalize their space.
And it's worth pointing out that that is the one that you're referring to is Gramercy, and it is literally modeled after one of our best-selling levers as well. So that kind of plays into the whole entire idea of that not only are you getting that same exact metal found throughout your whole entire home, that same finish, but you're also getting similar styles if you are looking for that sort of situation in all of the different areas of your home as well.
Yeah, and it's cool because you can go through and I did this in my house. I've done it before where you have that mixed metal on maybe the first floor, and then you pick one of the two colors up for the bedrooms or the second floor or whatever, but it all still has that feel. But it also gives you a feel of a little bit of a change.
Yeah, you get that continuity with still having a little bit of a flair.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and we're seeing with door hardware too, you know, scale has been something, especially in the contemporary stuff, you're seeing doors now out there that are massive, right?
I mean, for sure.
8 foot tall, 5 feet wide. I mean, it's like, I don't even know how you're going to get it in the house to put it in, but it's there. And you guys have some really good scaled hardware that fits with that as far as entry door hardware and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we pioneered our first larger, longer handle set plate with Hollywood Hills.
Absolutely.
You know, six, seven years ago, and you know, have added another style there in the Minneapolis, you know, in that 20-inch style.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Samantha just talked about Gramercy. There'll be a handle set coming, you know, down the road a little bit. You know, won't give up too much detail there.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, continuing that scale, and as doors get bigger, having something that fits, so that ratio of size still makes sense.
Yeah, it's great.
We really played around, and in the booth, you'll see we have a few designers that pulled together some mood boards, and one of the mood boards that they pulled together is that statement entrance piece, because that's the entrance to your home. That's the first thing that people are seeing, and you want it to be a wow. So
absolutely.
We keep bringing forth some of these designs that really help people within that space to make sure that they feel welcomed home from the first second they walk in that door.
It's so important. And then the other thing, too, is I like about it is that security-wise with your lock hardware. I mean, we can talk about how pretty, how cool, how awesome it is, but that durability and how it's built, you know, from the key being beautiful all the way through to when the door clicks, it's like that Rolls-Royce door closing. It's just clean, sexy, and that is, again, another one of those refinements that you can really tell by quality hardware.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality will always be synonymous to Baldwin. I mean, that's the legacy of the brand, and you know, something that we just take as such a responsibility for us to make sure that we keep that going. You know, we talked about the 20-inch handle sets. You know, as we launch new handle sets going forward, starting with Hollywood Hills, we'll always have a tubular option. We'll always have a mortise option. So if you need that higher level security, we've always got you covered.
Yeah.
And it's worth pointing out that literally year after year, and specifically last year, we were pro builders number one in quality when it comes to our door hardware. So we keep coming back and keep making sure that our hardware is literally not changing from what it was 75 years ago. We are still known for bringing the best in security.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love a mortise door. To me, it's just that extra little detail, that extra refinement. It just seems to, you have a chance to have more hardware back behind that door
instead of
trying to jam it all into a little hole.
Yeah, it almost becomes, it's a door system at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just all these different pieces working together. And like you said, that click, right? When that door closes or when you turn that knob or depress that lever, it's just seamless.
And for somebody walking in, they see that. And if you have any kind of knowledge of style and design, you go, that's a system right there. You know that door wasn't bought from the home center. It wasn't, you know, this is obviously a very higher end product that you have right there. Just looking at it, because you're like, okay, that's very old school. But reason why is old school is it works so well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the first thing a guest that comes to your home is going to see. That's the last thing they'll see when they walk out.
There
so it
go.
Makes an impression.
There you go. And so what are you seeing as well? I mean, you guys have been doing this for over 75 years. It's fun to look back. I mean, that was one of the things I really liked, looking back at some of the older styles guys had back then, because we were going through some of the old catalogs and stuff and seeing how you guys have kind of come along the road and how styles have changed.
Yeah.
You know, it started out really traditional, and then we got into the funky 70s and 80s and stuff, which, you know, I get it. I was growing up in that time. And then now the refinement of it as well is the contemporary leanings that we have in today's style. And it's not that way all over the country, which that also has to be a challenge for you guys, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. Our standard style is way different than it is down in Atlanta, Georgia, or Boston.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I think that's, you know, we talked about the Design Council earlier, you know, morphed recently into the Design Authority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, finding those design influences in different pockets of the country and bringing them together to find, like, hey, what's the tapestry of style that we want to have to represent across the country?
Yeah, because it's, you know, so many areas just lean one way or the other.
Definitely.
I mean, out on the West Coast and the Northwest, we have a lot of kind of contemporary Japanese influence, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so that kind of comes into that Northwest contemporary feel to it. We're much less traditional. California is California. You've got it all over the place, right?
I mean, every bit, right?
You know, you've got the one contemporary thing, and then you've got the 60,000 square foot mansion over here that's very traditional.
Yeah,
and so
for sure.
That's the fun part of that.
I think that, though, it really does speak to the fact that we ensure that not only when we're working through our product marketing, but like Aaron said, when we're working with this design authority, that we bring all of these styles together and we really try to find a way to allow every single designer that we work with to express themselves within our hardware. So we really are about listening to the feedback, as we talked about in the beginning of the podcast, and work through how we create a line that will attract a wide range of individuals.
Absolutely. What are you guys doing right now with home tech stuff? Anything on the door handle side with that?
So right now, our kind of the main focus we have is the touchscreen deadbolt.
Yeah.
It's been out a few years.
Got it in my house.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We did a little install video for that.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Minneapolis,
the Minneapolis style.
Yep.
So that's our main, you know, the main solution we offer today.
Yeah.
You know, it can come in a standalone where it's just, hey, you're using the code. Also available with a Z-Wave connection. So
that's what I have, which I like. So my house is Z-Wave, so it works out really well.
Yeah. So, you know, nice open architecture connection. So, you know, it's really easy to, you know, tie in if you've got something existing. And, you know, we'll continue to innovate there. You know, we have other sister brands within our organization that are doing a lot with that. So, you know, we'll piggyback on that. So
we'll
have another generation of that, I think, in the next year or two, mm-hmm. You know, down the product road, and just continue to stay, you know, current and, you know, relevant in that space.
Let me tell you about, this is one thing I like about that lock at my house. And this was two stories I have for this. One of them is I have a goodnight button on my smart home system. So I hit goodnight and I can hear the locks. If I did, I never forget to lock the door at night, because I could just go, good night, sets all my lights, shuts the doors. They are locked
all
now,
done.
And it's good. But I will tell something funny that my wife and I were looking at this. Our dog jumped on the back patio door and paused at the lock set, because I have the same one on my back door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the door goes, opened up. I'm like, how did you just do that? We stood there and stared at that door for 5 minutes. It hit somehow the numbers correctly.
Wow.
I mean, and we were just like,
talented
what
dog.
Smart
yeah,
dog, right?
Yeah. I'm like, that would have been a great video. Now it's learning the code from me off the door. But I tell you what, though, it is so durable, that thing. I mean, like I said, the dog was up on it, which not a lot of smart home things can take that abuse.
For sure. Yeah. And I think, again, we talked about attention to detail, you know, just a simple detail, and that is the tapered bolt, right? So
right.
The bolt, like you said, as it automatically goes in, that taper just, hey, it's a little bit off. It guides it right in, and peace of mind that, you know, it's going to be secure.
Well, my front door right now, until we change it out here, is a 77 front door. It is not perfect, you know? And so it still does that taper is mm-hmm. a huge difference, because as it goes in, I can actually watch it suck the door in
exactly.
where it needs to be.
Yeah, makes a difference.
And it does. And so take a look, guys, out there. That smart home stuff is really cool for that, and the security. Like, I had we were out on vacation 5.5 hours away. The people watching my house, my buddy, he was off the radio station working. Dog gets out. My neighbor's like, hey, I got your dog. I can jump on, unlock the door, lock the door. Yeah, while we're on the phone, and I was out in the mountains 5 hours away.
Still total control, right?
Total control,
exactly.
Yeah. Which is something huge with that.
Yeah, and we also, you know, it was important to us, too, to leave so you can do all that control, but also the old-fashioned keyway is still there, right? So you can still use the cylinder. So you want to give the key to somebody. Somebody doesn't have a smartphone. You still have that option. You have that peace of mind of, hey, I can still use the good old-fashioned way if I need to.
My keys... Here's the funny thing. I don't have a key to the house with me. I'll be honest. I don't think a key has ever entered those locks once.
That's confidence. That's awesome.
Seriously. Yeah. It's never has. And even this, the stuff like the batteries, they last a long time in that. You guys have designed that system to really be able to... I'm not every month putting batteries in it. It's and it reminds you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to beep. You're going to see red flashing lights. If it dies, you ignore it a lot.
You ignore it a lot because there's times I'm like, oh, I better get that. 2 days later, I'm like, I really need to get that. And then finally it starts screaming at me going, hey, dummy, I'm wearing
it. All right, fine. I'll do it.
Get my 4 AA's and then I'm good for another year. You know, it's just how it goes. So, yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing. One of the things I like with you guys, too, is that you guys have your hands in so many other little things out there with some of the sister companies and stuff. So that also brings in some stuff that those guys can test it all and try to figure it out. And then you can go, hey, that works pretty good. Okay, now we're going to take it and elevate that to the next level.
Yeah, I think it's for us being in that luxury space, it's we want to find that perfect balance of we want to be tech forward, right? We want to be innovative, but we won't sacrifice the aesthetic of the hardware, right? We don't want it to look like it's a cell phone on the door. We still need to keep our style because it's, again, so important, like we talked about earlier, to be able to tie that through the house. You know, too much tech that's still visible will detract from that. So finding that balance is so crucial for us.
There's such a corporate pressure for companies out there. What's the next cool thing? And sometimes those things don't hit the mark. You guys went, okay, we're going to do it right. And we're going to let it be. And then if we come up with something better... Of course, you work through it and bring it to market, but it's still working great.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's cool. And then one thing else I wanted to talk about here, too, is, you know, you see stuff here. I love some of these more matte finished colors that we have from the brass to the gold. So that kind of stuff that's out there, too. Those have been such a hot item.
Yeah, the muted brasses. So for us, hey, everyone knows polished brass, and we talked about, hey, Boston and you know, DC and parts of the Northeast that, hey, that colonial look was there for so long. You know, kind of some of the evolution of that is, hey, we see unlacquered brass, making a return, right? So you have that polish that starts to fade. You know, we have our vintage brass finish, which is also a living finish that's going to change, but you start from that muted matte look, and then obviously satin brass is, massively popular, doing very well in contemporary and transitional and just a whole, we talked about earlier, the legacy and the older styles. It's a nice way to bring, one factor of that and bring it to today.
Yeah.
Right. And so, brass coming into some contemporary styles is that nice mix of old and new.
Yeah. And I'll be the first to tell you, as I started designing in the 90s, so I'm going to date myself here. When brass first started coming back, I was like, whoa, I don't know if I'm ready for that. You know, it's kind of like how you see the avocados coming back, right? It's like, I walked by like 4 avocado ranges this last week, and there's even a toilet over here in the color booth that they had all the different colors, and they're like, vote for the next color. And I'm like, there's avocado again. And
not
I'm like,
avocado?
I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, but I like it. But it's like, I was that way with brass too. And now I've got it in my house.
Yeah, right. It's crazy how that changes. And that's where I think it's so great when it is just that one detail, right? You pull out that, all right, maybe not this whole old setup is what I want, but you take the strength of it and put it into something new.
Yeah, which is great. What else have we not talked about today, guys? I mean, I love that you guys have this legacy. And of course, that quick ship to me is something that everybody out there as a homeowner or contractor should really pay attention to, because there's so many other people out there. Oh, I'm going to buy this and it's 10 weeks out. When it doesn't have to be for a lot of the stuff you guys have.
Yeah, for us, it's just dedication to consistency in our service. And hey, you can have the best style in the world, but if it takes you 20 weeks to get it, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. So for us, balance is so key in so many areas. It remains there for us in that service level.
Yeah.
And I think I would be silly if I didn't mention the project that'd been taking over at least my life at Baldwin for quite some time is going to be our brand new website that we just launched 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Yes.
And that to me is how we're really focusing on really appeasing the various individuals that do touch Baldwin Hardware. So if you are a designer looking for inspiration, or even an end user that's trying to look through and try to decide which of these few different options given to me makes the most sense, we are really focusing on ensuring that you can understand the full hardware process to the best of your ability and see the imagery to back it up. So it's been a labor of love, but I really think we have a website that is incredibly user-friendly and absolutely stunning, if I do say
so
myself.
No question. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, and to kind of bring this full circle here, now all of a sudden when you make a decision on your front door hardware, okay, I'm remodeling, I'm going to put a new front door and I got new hardware. Now I start thinking about how does that transition to the design of the rest of the house? Because I can go, okay, that front door now is going to match the interior door handles. Yep. Oh, wow. I can do it in the cabinet knobs, and I can go through and update the entire house just with some hardware choices and really elevate it back up again.
Yeah, it's amazing the impact that can have, right? Where you're telling the story throughout the house, mm-hmm. and can start at the front door and all the way to the back, different floors, the variations of, well, let's do the mixed metal on the first floor. Let's take just one finish upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Just the creativity and the customization that we're offering to the customer while also giving it in a lead time that's consistent and not crazy, crazy long.
Yeah.
A big focus of KBiz for us this year was this idea of bringing metals into your mood boards from the very beginning, because it does have such an effect on all of the elements of design within your home. And so sitting there and looking at some of these elements, whether it be just upgrading your home or if you're looking for a project from scratch, understanding what you're looking for as far as the warmth and the various tones is going to really set the mood in several of these different areas of the house.
Yeah. And so as a designer, I would recommend go onto the new website, take a look at it, but then take the time, go down to your local luxury hardware dealer, right?
Exactly.
And go feel it, touch it, and see if that's exactly the style you're looking for.
You press find that showroom directly on that page, and it'll take you to your closest dealer next to you. So.
And some of these dealers really have some amazing setups. I mean, mm-hmm. we have some great stuff in here, but I know some dealers have got more than what you have on display here at the show.
We're lucky, and we wouldn't be anywhere without our customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that showroom community is just so important, and it's so tied into the history of this brand.
Yeah.
And why it is so important to this team that's nurturing the brand now to make sure they have a voice, make sure they're part of this collaborative process with the designers, with our internal team, because we all are so proud of this brand.
Yeah.
You know, Severn Fairman brought it from nothing, right? In the 40s, and turned it into just a world-class brand. And once again, it's a responsibility we take to heart.
Yeah, I really enjoy the local dealers. I've got one that I work with a lot, you know, Chown Hardware in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're in the Pacific Northwest, but what are they, 142 years old?
Oh, they got us beat. They got, like, double us up,
yeah,
almost.
I mean,
yeah.
It's impressive. And they're one of those family companies that you rarely see that they're, I think, in their fourth or fifth generation.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
they're still rocking it. You know,
yeah.
Usually the kids kind of mess stuff up. They don't allow that. But again, this is where that local dealer comes in. I can go in there and buy all the lock sets I want. I can go over and go, hey, before I come pick it up, make sure you guys rekey those all the same. Or I want this to be keyed here, and I want to limit the access so we have a different lock for this.
They're truly the experts. So they know how to specify the project, mm-hmm. the product, but also put those little finishing touches that are, you know, going to be unique to different projects, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other tip, before you go by the doors, please go pick your hardware first so you can put that on the door thing. I mean, as a designer, if you want a mortise lock set, pick it then, and then go tell your door manufacturer, here's the specs, this is what we're putting in there. Because mm-hmm. if you do it the other way, you're going to be disappointed.
Exactly. We've tried to help that with offering styles, both in tubular and mortise, but it's not in everything, right? So
right.
it is important to know what those details are. So when it's either working with the Baldwin team or with the local showroom, all those details just make it so much easier for
yeah.
everybody.
Pick the hardware first. Yeah. And your door guy can, then
and
you
early
can clip
on.
The box. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Get it. Check the boxes, and that way everything shows up.
Yep.
Because what's going to happen, especially if you want mortise, many times that door manufacturer just goes, check, standard, I'm going to do it the other way, because it's a lot easier to drill
yep.
a door lock that way instead of
yep.
have to mortise it out. So, all right, guys. Hey, thanks for coming on today, and thanks for having me in the booth here. This is, again, my highlight of the show being over here with you guys, because it's always fun to be over here hanging out with the Baldwin team.
Absolutely. Love catching up. And we're always here to talk. And just appreciate the collaboration and talking a little about the hardware.
And for our friends out there in WEEU land, I'm going to have to get back out to the Ugly Oyster here one of these days with you.
Got
to
get a couple cold ones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, thanks for coming on today. And best place to find the website is
BaldwinHardware.com.
And you could find it out there and then hit that local dealer. All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening to Around the House. We'll see you next time.
Somewhere unseen and undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.